In today's episode, we talk about the fact that less is more in God's hands. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 7, Acts 11, Jeremiah 20, and Mark chapter 6. Now, my favorite sport is football. And you know what? There's not even a close second place. One of the penalties in football that I've always really, like, completely been baffled by is that there's too many men in the huddle or too many men on the field. So many of the other penalties demonstrate undisciplined behavior, but the too many men penalties always just felt like horrible coaching or bonehead moves. One thing you don't often see, though, is too few people on the field. Like, simple math, less players means less likely chance of successful outplaying your opponent and reaching the end zone. In today's reading, however, we find God giving Gideon some interesting instructions that speak to the contrary of our worldly brilliance, right? Now, before we get into that, we must mention that in Judges chapter 6, in yesterday's reading, Gideon was clearly struggling with trusting God. It appears as though that Midian and Amalekite armies were causing him great hesitation with going to battle, and he was less than convinced that the Lord was truly with them and would rescue them. So Gideon proceeded to do a couple of tests of God's promise, though whether or not he would actually give them victory. He laid out a fleece, and when it was wet by his request and dry by his request, he was given assurance that God's working on their behalf. I guess this was necessary in his mind because Gideon's plans for success would take serious trust. Let's read God's instructions to Gideon now in Judges chapter 7, starting in verse 2. It says, "The Lord said to Gideon, 'The people with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hand, lest Israel boast over me, saying, my own hand has saved me.'" He then told him to send home any who were afraid, and of over 30,000 troops, now only 10,000 remained. Then he thinned the numbers with the drink test and kept only those who lapped up water like a dog. This final 300 men is all God desired to move through. Just 300. The why is the thing we must keep steady focus on here. God's glory matters. God was determined to give them victory, but even more so, he would not share glory with another. If Gideon's troops were mighty, they could get confused and believe that they were awesome and they're the reason that they won. And when 30,000 were thinned down to 300 and they won, it was clear to everybody that it was God who got the victory. I wonder if we were to evaluate our troops in the state of our pride, would we be boasting in weakness like Paul encourages in 2 Corinthians and like these 300 clearly would have to have done? Or would we be going off to war every day 30,000 strong and anticipating that we can outplay our opponents by our own strength? It is easy to get into that mode of operation because that is the way that the world works, right? Simple math. If we're bigger, stronger, faster, more in number, we win. But in God's economy, in his upside-down kingdom, victory doesn't go to the swift, but to the submitted. I also find it interesting that God removed the fearful and those who were dignified as they drank. He kept the brave and undignified rough riders of the army. God knew that these would be the ones that he'd best be able to shine through. Gideon experienced the victory because he trusted in God's might and not by what the ways of the world would tell him. Here's a question. Are there battles today that you are still not having victory in because you just have too many men? You are too strong, you are too capable, you are simply too likely to take the credit for yourself if you got the victory. Let me pray that the Lord would help you and I learn to trust Him more today, so that in tomorrow's battles, when God calls us to battle with less than what we think we need, that we will trust that He can still win the war. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that you give us demonstration after demonstration that in your hands, whatever little amount that we have, be it a few loaves and a few fish, be it a seed of faith, or 300 men, Lord God, that is enough to face whatever giants you put before us, be it just a stone, Lord God, that you give us in your strength all that we need for victory, Lord God, because it is not about the size of what we have, but it's about the size of our God, Lord God. And yes, we have you, so we thank you that you are with us, that you empower us, that you strengthen us, Lord God. Would you cause our eyes to get off of ourselves and to get onto you, that we would focus on you, that we would lean into you, trust in you, Lord God, and submit all that we've got over into your hands, knowing that you can do way more with the little that we have than we could do with much more, Lord God. We thank you and we trust you and we ask that you would help us to trust you even more. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, well, you know that is another episode of Five by the Fire, and I hope that this is blessing you. If you're listening on podcast, thank you for being a subscriber wherever you listen, and thank you for following on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, wherever you are watching this right now. Please leave feedback wherever you're listening, or if you're on the website at fivebythefire.org, make sure you leave a comment there, and I can't wait to see you guys back here on the next episode. Be blessed. And be a blessing. Peace.